This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
So I was sitting there taking it all in yesterday and really starting to understand the naked truth about immigration. And the truth is that the left is more interested in what Melania Trump wears than what she's doing. And that what she's doing is going to detention centers, seeing kids, seeing how well it's run, talking to members of Health and Human Services and the professionals we have working for us. And, of course, CNN and the others only want to focus on the jacket she wore, not to the detention center, but the jacket she had on when she got on the flight to go down there. And when she got off the flight, she didn't wear it at the detention centers. The jacket said, "I really don't care to you." It's like a $40 jacket from some Spanish designer. And so I looked up and I saw my good friend Deneen Borelli on Cavuto yesterday. I said, you know, I should ask Deneen, get her on the program. And guess what? Here she is. Deneen, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Always good to have you. How you been?
Oh, can't complain. Trying to keep up with all the nonsense in the media. How about yourself?
Well, yeah, I follow the liberal clown car of reporters around, just trying to figure out what they're up to, you know. So many things. But Melania Trump getting attacked. Do you recall a time? I mean, the previous first lady, Michelle Obama, said outrageous things like, "It's the first time I've ever been proud of my country." It gets all, you know, it gets a yawn from the media. Barack Obama can lie to the media about, you know, when he found out about Hillary Clinton's emails, saying, "I didn't know anything about that until, you know, I heard it on news reports like you." And when in fact he was using, pseudonyms to email back and forth. If Donald Trump had done that, they would have been dissecting the pseudonym name, what it meant about his mental health, what it says about America, so on and so forth, right? So there's this massive double standard, but I couldn't believe how far down the left would go until you start reading Vox and Slate and USA Today and Variety and The Atlantic about Melania. It's really kind of, it's very telling, isn't it?
It is very telling. It's the haters mob, Steve. Melania Trump, there isn't a thing she can do or say that the liberal media would be accepted to and approve of. And it's all because she's married to the President of the United States, who liberals, the left, the Democrats, they completely despise anything he says or does as well. So anyone remotely associated with President Trump, whether it's in Washington, D.C., or his family, they are probed and scrutinized on all ends. What Melania did was a great thing, and you just laid it out. She went there. She's checking on the welfare of these children, how things are running, and what she could do to help. Those were her words. But I see this as a grand distraction as well, because what we're not hearing about is how we can move forward with this process, what's going on the borders, why we're in this position in the first place, and that the president is trying to do something to change the situation. But it's a grand distraction by attacking Melania Trump.
But that's part and parcel for who they are. I mean, they don't want to talk about real issues. They don't want to talk about the economy, obviously. They don't want to talk about how good things are going for people that are getting jobs and more jobs than people to hire, and that means wages are going up and companies are giving bonuses, and $650 billion has been repatriated because of the tax cuts put into effect last year. They certainly don't want to talk about Peter Strzok or James Comey or Andy McCabe and what a disaster that's turning out to be for all of those on the left. So they have to focus on something. And what's weird is it's like they're mining for one nugget. They'll throw aside all the good news just to find one little thing that they can smear the president, the first lady, anything. I mean, they'll look for anything, won't they?
You're absolutely right. You trip, and they're going to make a news story about it for like a week. And listen, when I was on Cavuto yesterday, my premise was, I'm sure this is about the media. The language on the back of the jacket is toward the fake news media, and to let them know that I really don't care anymore. And President Trump, I think an hour or so later, tweeted the same effect of what I had said with Cavuto. But with Melania Trump, again, her husband happens to be a president that is despised by the liberals. And the haters out there, Kathy Griffin with her profane tweet recently, Peter Fonda wanting to have son inflicted with, I mean, the things that they say are just absolutely outrageous. And then they come out with these weak, sorry apologies, which they really don't mean. I mean, why say?
Well, Kathy Griffin went right back and said she didn't mean
it. In the first place.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin went right back, said, I take that back, you know. And then you've got these other people, Samantha Bee, all of these folks, and Robert De Niro, all of these vile, disgusting comments. And what's shocking, there's this candidate that's running for office in Philadelphia, I believe, who gave the welcome to Vice President Mike Pence on social media the other day, using his middle finger, of course, and sending it out, and all these people applauding him. And yet the left will stand there and attempt to give us a lecture on how we should conduct ourselves and that this president shouldn't be allowed to be around children because of the way he talks and the things he does. Have you guys looked in the mirror lately?
Yeah, it's really disgusting and a nice example they're setting for our future generation as well, with the different things that they're saying and what they're doing. But they want to intimidate anyone who doesn't think like them. They want to try to shut you down. I've been hearing and seeing the comments that are lodged against me since I've been involved in public policy. People don't want me to discuss my views. And what they try to do is make an example of you so that no one else would go forward to be an independent thinker and think for themselves just because you have a difference of opinion. They want to shut you down and stifle your way of thinking, your debate about whatever the topic might be.
I think you might actually be the biggest target of all. Deneen Borelli here with us, a chief political correspondent at Conservative Review, by the way, if I didn't mention that. But you're a black woman. You're successful, you're intelligent, you're well-spoken, you write good columns, all of these things. You appear on programs like this. You're on Fox News with Cavuto and other places. You're a big target. People like yourself, Candace Owen, Diamond and Silk, I don't care. Any conservative women that are also black seem to be bigger targets. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. And what the left doesn't want to be known is that their lies, the lies that they've been really telling for many, many years, that if you're black, you're a victim and you need special treatment. An individual like myself, I can talk about how I got from you know, growing up in a broken household in New Jersey to where I am today, and that I didn't let any obstacles detain me from advancing my goals and my agenda, and I did not need special treatment. And that's what the left does not want many Americans, especially those in the black community. They don't want them to hear that story, Steve. And so that is why I am attacked all the time. But I also get a lot of support from people. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep saying what you're saying. You are giving me hope to be able to talk about how I believe and what I feel and what my thoughts are on many, many issues. So a lot of support as well, but a lot of haters also.
Well, you give me courage, Deneen, just because you're, you know, you're willing to stand up and be heard and not shy away from it. And I think that you give courage to many people. And I think it's great, and keep doing the great work. Deneen Borelli, I got to leave it there. Chief political correspondent at Conservative Review. You can check that out as well. Deneen, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Steve.
You too, my friend. I do greatly appreciate her and her husband, Tom, two great conservatives, two people that are out there on the front lines every day, slugging it out with ideas, because ideas matter. And that's the lesson from the life of Charles Krauthammer. Ideas matter. You don't need to demean people. Beat them with ideas. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.